Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome to the Rosecast, the number one Golden Bachelor recap podcast, hosted by Mel and Rachel, best friend duo. You know, silly me, here I was thinking an older lead wouldn't get themselves in this kind of pickle.
Hey, Gary, respectfully, what the fuck are you doing?
AB, he's overcome with love and he can't help himself. Can we agree that this is, it's a little different? I think Gary is...
No, Ribbit's the
he
exact
really
same.
Feels this way. I don't think it's the exact same. I think in previous times where the lead has been pressured to like give us a
No, I do think Gary's overcome with love. I will I'll say that. I know that.
I don't think Gary's gonna get booted after the final rose. I don't think that's gonna happen at all.
No, I don't think so either. It's gonna be fine. He's in love with two people. It's possible.
Three, if his confessionals are to be believed.
He doesn't love Teresa.
That's where I sit as well.
There's no way. There's no way. She's going home. We all know, we can agree she's the one going home.
Unless you buy into the old theory that you take your first and third to the final two.
Oh, well then. No, I think Gary's too swept up with love. He's not going to let either of those women go.
I like that. I really like that cliffhanger. Just a good, wholesome cliffhanger. The only thing we're waiting for is who's going home. That's all.
That was a great cliffhanger.
I couldn't believe when it happened.
A cliffhanger makes you furious if it's a good cliffhanger.
But also appreciative. And
but
like,
also you appreciate the game.
Tip of the cap.
That's good. Tip of the cap. Good job. A bad cliffhanger is one that doesn't matter. This is the most important cliffhanger probably in the show's history.
Yeah. Below deck cliffhangers.
Yeah, you
will
see.
Will they crash the yacht? Probably not.
Yeah, they show you something and then it doesn't actually happen. This is what cliffhangers are supposed to be.
Gary's got a special hometown's Ray-Bans on. A lot of 1968 talk on this episode. That was the last time Gary met the family of someone he was falling in love with, and I believe the last time he said, I love you for the first time.
Gary says he's only going to say I love you to one more person in his lifetime at the beginning of this episode.
Kind of wishful thinking. Gary Turner, liar? Some people are wondering. Teresa's hometown in Shrewsbury, New Jersey. They recount the details of their one-on-one date, including the moment when she put her hand on his shoulder. Now, normally I'd say, you two need a little more meat on the relationship bone if you want to spend the rest of your lives together.
Sure.
But that was a magic moment. And I think that is enough.
I still remember that moment, and I wasn't
never
even
forget
a part
that.
Of it. So, yeah, that's a big moment.
If I were Gary and Teresa, if I were Gary and I was married to Teresa, I would talk about that all the time. So I get it.
Absolutely.
The family includes Charlotte and Mary, Teresa's sisters, Teresa's daughter Jen, and her husband Matt, and their three boys.
I was thinking here, you got to think Gary's a little less nervous than most hometown people we see because there's no you know, father figure or mother figure that you're having to talk to.
You really need that approval in the same
way.
You
don't really need approval from any of these kids, these young kids. I don't need approval from this 30-year-old? No, I don't think so. Don't care. He's coming in with a leg up on the people that we usually see in these situations who are in tough spots.
I agree. And also, if you think Gary can't hold court with an intergenerational group of people, you got another thing coming. What have you been watching if you expected anything different?
Gary's good with people his age. He's good with people one generation below him. He's good with people two generations below him. And Gary would be great with a little baby that's three generations below him. Yes. Absolutely. Come on.
Yeah. He's magnetic in these settings. He's natural.
He absolutely owns the room.
Mm-hmm. Strides in. Confident stride. Teresa, with her sisters Charlotte and Mary, they feel their connection. There's not a lot of skepticism from the sisters.
Nope. We can see it. Teresa mentions being concerned that she's 70, she's competing with 60-year-olds.
Remains to be seen whether she's LeBron or Jared Dudley. We don't know yet. Yeah, that was one of the first times, maybe the only time the competitors have acknowledged their age difference among them.
Yeah.
She's also starting to fall in love with him, as we know. Gary outside with the grandsons, hosting Kids Say the Darndest Things. Grandma's lonely and just bored, and she's always around. And she makes a silly face when she takes photos.
And then they all roast her, including Gary, for a while.
And they made it seem like Teresa was watching, too, like, oh, okay, these motherfuckers coming at how I smile. Switching
kids. What do you think? Gary's not going to do good with the grandsons? Come on. Yeah. Come on.
Oh, that is precious.
What's that behind your ear? What's that behind your ear right there?
How did we not get one of those? Daughter Jen with Gary. What did you think of Gary's answer? She asked a question about kind of where they'll live. And that, well, the answer to where they'll live is Shrewsbury, New Jersey. What did you think of Gary's response to that?
It ain't happening with Gary. Yeah. It ain't happening.
It might happen. Teresa's not moving, though. I know that for sure.
No. Yeah. There's some questions with Teresa and I still get them mixed up. The second person that went, Faith. Mm-hmm. Faith, right? The one on the farm. Is she the farm one?
Yeah, it's only hour four of the show, really. The horse. So you're fine. Yeah.
Faith. Also, there's concerns with, for me, about where they're going to live. Seems like people are pretty stuck. There's got to be some compromise both ways if this is going to work. Maybe half and half. You got to figure something out. And I don't like how they're just brushing past this.
At least they're acknowledging it. I like
they're acknowledging it, but I'd almost say them acknowledging it is worse because they're like, so what are we going to do? And they're both like, well, I want to be here. And then they'll just go move past it. They don't.
My sense is that Gary is going to.
I think Gary's open to.
Yeah.
But I think he'll want to be back in Indiana quite a bit.
Well, that affects my power. My power rankings are basically proximity to Indiana. That's okay, basically how I rank them at the end of this episode. Jen also asks if Gary is falling in love with her mom, and he says, I'm not sure I know what it feels like to love again. Jen really didn't know how to react to that. But yeah, after
seeing the whole episode,
yeah, it's
seeing
clear that this is response, third pace. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, Gary, it seems like you do know what it feels like, and you're feeling it with two other people.
Yeah. It's sad.
It's sad for Teresa. It's really sad.
Teresa with Jen, there were a few moments here that made it seem to me like Teresa was trying to oversell their connection to Jen, trying to nip any concerns in the bud, almost talking so like Jen can't ask any hard questions. She wanted to fast forward to, I'm falling in love with him, so don't even.
Fake Teresa?
Not fake, just like.
Terrible Teresa?
What did I call her? Tricky Teresa something before. I don't know. I don't know. But it just seemed to me like she wanted to prevent an awkward moment and just get Jen's support, which she gave her as soon as Teresa said, I'm falling in love with him.
Her daughter was crying at the thought of her mom being happy. This was beautiful.
Just different hometowns. Like this, Jen's dad died and she hasn't seen her mom happy since. In that way.
Exactly.
So there's no, instead of reacting with skepticism, like, what are you doing with yourself? Why are you going through this? Or even if you are skeptical, it kind of doesn't matter. It's not your wannabe, your aspiring actor sibling got caught up in a, something and is like, now you're looking at him like, what's going on? Are you serious? She'll just be, yeah, this is great. I'm on board. There's not a lot Absolutely. Of poking holes.
Mm-hmm.
Then they go on to Ferris Wheel near where Ron got into a fight on the boardwalk. To overlook that.
Man, there was a month stretch there where Ron was a wild Wolverine whenever he'd get by that boardwalk.
Wolverine.
This was the Ron boardwalk. You're right.
They're in an enclosed Ferris wheel, which made Teresa's statement of "I am in love with you." It took a little of the life out of it for me. It was they were in like a closet, and they kiss on the Ferris wheel. What did you think of this?
I thought, wow. Now I can't in my head compartmentalize what I saw later in this episode, and it makes me not care as much about this. But in the moment, yeah, I was sold on this connection.
It makes me a little uneasy that Teresa and, as we saw, the others are following the same beats as the regular show. They're saying the same phrases almost. It felt kind of scripted. We're getting like, okay, now hometown's occurred. Now it's time to go somewhere else and say, not only am I falling in love, I'm in love. It's just the same. I didn't expect the exact same thing.
Oh, I did.
Faith's hometown in Benton City, Washington. You mentioned this earlier. She wants to stay close to her son. So that's number two, not moving.
She's not moving.
She's not moving.
She told him that.
And he said, well, cross that bridge when we come to it. Well, the bridge is here.
The bridge is right here. We're standing right in front of the bridge. Do you want to cross or do you not? He doesn't want to be without her, so they got to be close to each other. But that, again, doesn't...
In Washington.
It does not say what either of you are willing to do or compromise.
Yeah.
They got to have these talks. Maybe they'll do it at home. Are they going to have overnights? What's the deal here?
I have a schedule update, in fact. Next week is the conclusion of this episode, followed by Women Tell All. Then a Fantasy Suites the week after. They are off for Thanksgiving. And then a 2-hour finale on November 30th, which
y'all
I imagine will include after the final race.
Y'all couldn't have wrapped this up before Thanksgiving. You're going to wrap this up.
I think it was too much of a hit. They said, we got to do a tell-all
now. Extend it one more week.
Yeah.
Yep. You're probably right. Just seems like that week off is not necessary.
It takes a lot of that momentum out of the big finale, I think.
Steam out of it.
Yeah.
I feel like we're going to be down to two next week. Why are we doing two episodes for two people?
Three full
just
hours.
Just make it 2 hours. You're already only doing an hour. Just make it 2 hours.
You could wrap it up next week.
Wrap it up.
Or the week
Push
after.
Push Bachelor in Paradise back.
Yeah.
That's a thing that could be
that
a couple weeks skipped.
Easily all over the place.
Yeah, very easy. You can jump right back in. It's no problem.
Family includes Joan, her friend, Brendan and Nick, her sons, and Beth, her sister.
And the grandkids.
Gary reenacts Faith's motorcycle arrival and mentions her first impression rose to cheers. This was an enthusiastic family. This is a bracket family, a real TV fantasy family. They know the beats. Faith with Beth, her big sister. She hasn't dated someone like Gary.
Something about her in her eyes shows safety with Gary.
Hmm.
And then she says, you know, the guys I've dated.
Unsafe.
Tough day to be one of Faith's old ex-boyfriends. I'll say that.
Avert your gaze from this. Faith is smitten. Gary with the two sons. They seem all in on Gary, but there's two other people involved.
Mm-hmm.
They seemed a little gossipy, like, so are you in love? And the answer was almost like, it wasn't with our mom. It was like, at all, like, where you at in the process? How's it going? What's it like being the bachelor? And Gary says, yeah, I think I kind of am, which breaks
the seal.
That's
way different than what he said about Teresa.
Yeah, they went to commercial with, like, ominous music here.
Mm-hmm.
Gary with her sister Beth. She's on board, still protective. Is her heart safe? No. Beth, it's not. I'll be the Gary interpreter. It's at risk, big time. But that's okay. That's part of the game.
It's a big risk right now. It's actually never been in a worse spot. Her heart has never been in a worse position right now.
Beth starts crying. I hope you take this seriously, Gary, this responsibility, which he does. However, sometimes, and I'm probably reading too much into this, but sometimes it seems like Gary will be hit with the weight of all this, and he'll look almost regretful. Does Gary have the guts to shatter someone's heart?
No.
And then do the same thing 3 days from now? That's what he's going to have to do. And I think sometimes he realizes that.
The man was bent over dry heaving as we close this episode. You think he's going to be in a good spot?
No, I don't.
To break these hearts?
I'm just saying, that's what I mean when I say
there's a chance he shuts
regretful.
This whole show down before he makes this decision. That's the cliffhanger. The show
not
is not coming back. I simply cannot do it. It's too hard.
Gary Mahomes dropping dimes to the grandkids in stride. One of them says, "You're going to marry grandma." And he's like, "Yeah, I promise." This goodbye speech was almost ruined by Gary's sister. And then, in a weird way, saved
Faith
by
sister.
Gary's sister. Faith's sister, sorry. She says, "Oh, you're leaving?" It's like, "Yeah, Beth."
Yeah, what the fuck are you talking about?
Area codes. He's got to get off
for
the next
week.
One. What do you think this is? Jump off the jet.
Jet setting. You crazy?
Yeah, this is a 6-hour deal. I got another one today.
Come on. I got to get going.
She says, I can tell you're in love with Faith and you want it to be her. There was a lot of like leading the witness questioning from this family.
Yeah,
there
was. There really
was. Why don't
you
go ahead and say I love Faith? Why don't you say it to her right now? I could not believe what happened next.
Unbelievable.
I couldn't believe it.
Unbelievable.
It was a great
moment.
We
all see it if we're being honest. And then Faith is like, did you just say that out loud? Because she said, we can tell Gary's in love with you.
Mm-hmm.
And then Gary and Faith start looking at each other lovingly. And Gary, again, doesn't realize he's getting picked up when he whispers, would you say it out loud?
No, no, come on. He said that everybody could hear this. Everybody could hear this.
I don't think they could. They
no,
didn't say,
goes,
I love
you. Would
you
say it out loud? No.
He whispered that thing.
Would you say it out loud? She says, I would say it out loud. And he...
And then he says, I love you.
I love you.
And then she says, I love you too. And then they smooch.
Mm-hmm. In front of a crowd.
Again, Gary, I must ask, what are you doing? What are you doing here?
He's expressing his love for
Faith.
Gave
me butterflies, I'll tell you that, though. It gave me butterflies.
Doing this in front of the family is a different... You brought tears to the family's eyes now. Now, if you break up with Faith...
You broke up with everyone. I think we need to see the women with Gary's family, and we need to see some of Gary's family. Maybe Gary's completely open to moving. I don't know. I don't know yet.
Yeah, I don't know where they live. I don't know where Gary's going to live. I'm surprised that his daughters have not... They were a big part of the promotion. We haven't seen them yet. Mm-hmm. You'd think they would have been involved at some point.
Yeah, they'll be there next episode, I'm sure.
For sure.
Yeah, maybe they don't even live by him.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea.
Hmm.
When they say goodbye, Faith tells Gary she'll be counting the minutes until she sees him again. And then he drives off and she cries in the driveway. He leaves him in puddles, wanting more.
Mm-hmm.
Gives him a little taste of the good life, the pinnacle of what it's all about, and then hops on a jet to do the next one. Anything else on that hometown?
No.
After that, you had Faith solidly
Studied.
Above Leslie.
Yeah.
Or Teresa.
I've never seen anything like what Gary did.
Yeah, that moment has not occurred.
I've never seen anything like that.
Big.
A first I love you in front of everybody.
First I love you. And not I'm falling or like, yeah, we're falling in love.
In love.
I love you. I love
I
you
can't
too.
Even, I Kiss. Can't possibly not tell you that right now.
Sitting next
everyone
to
knows,
sister.
I know. Sitting next to everybody. The grandkids.
Faith was also, you're my girl, I believe.
Was that Faith? I don't know.
I think that was Faith.
Who knows? It's impossible to tell.
It's getting harder to tell apart.
It's getting harder by the week.
Let's take a quick break.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Leslie's hometown in Minnesota, Minneapolis. Let him get his bearings, would you? Just let me.
Jesus Christ, lady.
All right. Whoa. Let me hold on here. Let's just
listen.
I can't believe that happened.
Cannot go for a leg wrap with a 70-year-old man.
Oh, I'm talking about him not him just having
the
whirlwind.
I was talking about her jumping into his arms. He needed to collect his bearings.
It
works either way.
He's got stocky legs. Leslie was showing off. I 1,000% am certain that was a planned, discussed, thought out leg wrap. Like, she's talking to her family. You're gonna wrap his legs up, but the other ladies won't wrap his legs. How old's your competition?
They won't be able to get up
there. 70? I think you should leg wrap. Let really show him what's
show him what's
how spry
like being with
you
a,
are.
With a young
yeah.
lady.
Yeah,
listen, you can't jump into a 70-year-old's arms like that. You just can't.
He handled it. He took it.
Something bad could happen.
Gary does squats, probably.
Something bad could happen. It's the unexpected nature of it. Yeah. You can't do that. Yeah. I can hardly do that. I need to know in advance.
On the bench, Leslie reveals when she was 16, her dad passed away unexpectedly. So her brother Stuart helped raise her from there. Cut to Stuart out on this whole concept. Arms folded.
Well, this is the first, basically father figure that he's having to talk to. Someone that he really needs to impress. Yeah. The toughest conversation he's going to have for this whole week is with this dude.
If anyone was, the squeaky wheel, I guess, mm-hmm. in one of these hometowns, it was Stuart.
Absolutely.
You're never going to believe this. So Gary charmed the pants off him. And
of course he did.
Everything was fine.
Those are peers. Those are people the same age. Gary, come on.
We may not see eye to eye, but I respect you, Gary. Love if you date my sister.
He's in a room with her son, Eli, son, Zach, daughter, Chloe, 3 grandchildren. This was mostly a Gary and Stuart hometown. Chloe and mm-hmm. Leslie don't want mom to get hurt. Gary and the grandkids... I think grandma really likes you. The credit scene later was them firing off.
Yeah, I heard. I saw
that. Are you
here
for the right reasons, etc. Leslie with her sons. I hope Gary's the one. Stuart was the skeptic. And he looked like he'd rather be anywhere but there. Once again, Gary, you're different than the guys so-and-so has dated.
In a good way, though.
Always a good way.
It's in a good way.
Gary even went over the gruff Stuart.
Yeah, he asked for her blessing, Gary asked for his blessing, and he gave it. If you both came to me and said you wanted to get married, I would like that.
Unequivocal.
Not
I was
just
hoping,
blessing, I would like it.
Yeah, I was hoping for a little.
I mean, it's Gary.
I know.
Come on.
You know, maybe comes off too slick. He comes off you can't, too good to be true. You can't really be like this. I know you got some demons, you got some skeletons.
No, not our Gary. He wears his demons and skeletons right on his sleeve rim. He's not hiding a thing. Okay?
No, he wears them on patterned ties on Halloween at the office. Look at this. Pumpkins. Little skeleton there. Faith and Gary outside. She says, not only am I falling in love with you, I'm in love with you, and I can't imagine life without you. Teresa told me to say that. I called her Faith Hare. I called her Faith just now, did I not? It's Leslie.
Yeah, you called her Faith.
I bet I've been calling her Faith this whole time.
I didn't catch it because I don't know the difference.
I know.
I don't know who's who.
So after that, Gary leans her up against the wall and says, Leslie, darling, life's too short. Let's take this thing all the way, babe. I love you. And they kiss like there's no tomorrow through tears.
He also says that she's his person. I feel like I'm with my person.
Which I think puts her right up there with you're my girl, Faith.
Absolutely.
It's a coin flip.
Gary Turner, you found yourself in a pickle this time.
Yeah, sure,
holy
buddy.
Cow.
Ooh, oh, cow. I've painted myself in a corner on this one, haven't I? Gee whiz.
How is Gary Turner going to get out of this one?
How is he going to get out? He's going to. He will.
He's
going to
get out of it.
But he's in it now.
He's in it deep.
After he leaves, he admits as much. He's like, jeez.
Yeah, Gary.
I'm in a pretzel. I don't know how I got where I am, but.
Here I am.
I am knee deep in love. Rose ceremony back at the mansion. It's a tie right now. 33.3% across the board with 0.1%.
No,
well, that's what he says.
Gary's lying.
I think Leslie might. No, not Leslie. Teresa. I think
well,
Teresa
Leslie has a
rose. Yeah, Leslie has a rose. Spoiler alert. She shows up first and she tells Jesse what Gary said. And Jesse's eyes widen and he goes, we got a TV show.
We got
something here. We got something.
Really?
Oh. Faith tells the same story.
Didn't think
Jesse
you'd
goes,
do that.
Jesse goes, this is getting good. I like what I'm hearing out of you. And then Teresa shows up and says, Gary hasn't told me he loved me. And Jesse says, well, to get your ass back in the car. Nothing for you to do here. In the Rose room. Big reveal. There's a championship rose. There's a rose trophy. Solid gold.
I didn't catch that. What was it?
You didn't catch that. They have a big golden rose.
In that room?
Golden plated rose in under a glass enclosure. It was like...
Oh, is that the winner? What the winner's going to get? That golden trophy?
Yeah, it's a trophy that they hold up and are surrounded by their friends and family.
Including all the cast members who are their friends and family.
Exactly. Everyone will be... They will put the person on their shoulders. Hip, hip, hooray.
Wow.
It reminded me of the first time I saw the Master Sword in Ocarina of Time. It was like, oh, it was a big reveal. And then they had it in the background, too. Like, this is what they're playing for. The Golden Rose.
I didn't get that. I'm going to have to go back and look.
You
got to
go back and see the Golden Rose.
Well, I'm sure I'll see it next week. To be continued, actually.
The roses are Leslie.
Wow.
And that's it, because Gary broke down and ugly cried.
I think I'm going to puke, he says.
No one's ever needed a minute more than Gary needed a minute.
Rim, can we get rid of the ladies, it's the final rose when there's only two roses?
No.
Okay, just check.
That's fucking awesome.
He gives one rose out, and then Jesse walks in. Ladies, it's the final rose.
I never expected
this.
Got
only one more to give. It's like, what are you talking about? There's only two roses. You were just in here 30 seconds ago explaining the process. There's two roses. We know it's the final rose, Jesse.
Some traditions need to be held sacred, and that's one of them. I need to know when it's the final rose, and the host has to tell me. And it has to be like,
not in the final
can't believe
three.
We're here already.
What is he going to, before Gary decides on who wins, there's two people, he comes out and says, one more rose, final rose, ladies.
No, he doesn't do it in those scenarios.
That's just stupid when it's only three people.
It's always stupid. We can see there's
only
one rose on the table.
No, it's not stupid. When you got, 15 people out there, they might forget about when the final rose is coming. Yeah.
Well, they might not be able to see it from where they're standing on the risers.
Yeah, they might not be able to see it.
I think Teresa looked annoyed. I think she looked pissed.
Well, if you remember, I believe Teresa has been last. She was last week, I'm pretty sure. She might have been last the week before that. And she was last the time that she got in that drama, too.
Yeah, and she flew the furthest.
She's been last
the
constantly.
She came from New Jersey to Los Angeles.
That's a long flight.
She's pissed.
And they're going to be going. This is the worst because you fly to hometowns. You then fly to the mansion. I imagine they're going to go somewhere tropical. We get tropical Gary, which I cannot wait to see.
Yeah.
What shirts he's wearing or bathing suits he has. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to see that.
Yeah, how many buttons will be buttoned? Over under half?
Not many. She's had a tough, she's going to have a tough week, especially if she goes home. Then she's flying back to New Jersey. Nothing.
Got to tell the kids. Grandpa's not coming grandkids. Home.
Got to tell the grandkids. Grandpa's not, Papa's not coming.
Mm-mm. Me and Papa broke up. So that'll be the start of next week's episode, followed by what I will guarantee is the best tell-all in the show's history, the most entertaining, most fun tell-all in the show's history. It'll be like 32 minutes, probably, maybe 40 minutes.
Yeah, the first part is going to take a while. We got a lot to... There's a lot of stuff that's going to happen in that first, before the tell-all.
I think they're just going to do the rose delivery, and that's it.
Yeah, but then he's got to walk them out.
There's
going to
be a walk-out conversation.
He's going to be in a bad spot, too. Mm-hmm. Like questioning everything. We're going to have to.
Did I make
the
wrong choice?
It's going to be two or three commercials. Let me tell you that right now.
Away. That would be a.
Three
would
be
astounding.
Three would be nuts.
Yeah, I don't think even you think that. Like we said, next week, conclusion of this episode, then Women Tell All, Fantasy Suites the week after, off for Thanksgiving, 2-hour finale, November 30th.
2-hour? Did you say 2-hour?
2-hour finale.
Okay, good.
2-hour finale. Ellen comes back. It's a whole thing. Ellen and Aaron. From charity. Here are my power rankings. I'm glad we still have three left so we can rank all three.
Is Leslie going to be one?
Leslie's
Since
one.
She
it's
has
purely
a rose.
Due to location.
She has a rose. You got a... Oh, location.
Well, they're all still eligible for rose. They could all still be around, technically. So they are all worth ranking. There's three people.
I know, but she already has a rose. It's a safe pick to put her one because she's guaranteed. If you put someone that doesn't have a rose at one, there's a chance they don't even make it to the top two.
Yeah.
You look like an idiot.
Yeah. Well, I put Leslie one.
I would have put Leslie one to just save face.
If I weren't weighing location so heavily, I would put Faith one. I
even
think he likes Faith
have a
more
rose.
Than Leslie. And yeah, and Faith doesn't have a rose.
No, I think
I'll
I
do
think
that.
You
know
give...
what? No, just to take a risk, I'm doing that. Faith is number one in my power rankings. Leslie number two. Teresa, number three.
I think you give your first rose to the top person, usually. No, me,
Gary,
knowing
Gary lives by his own code.
That's true.
What are your
but
power
if
rankings?
His number one was still available, I don't think he'd be dry heaving.
I don't think he doesn't know who he's going to pick. I think
he knows
he's not going to pick Teresa, and that really hurts him because they had that wonderful first date, and she's been up there
can't
the whole
stop
time.
Believing.
Yeah. You don't stop believing. He's got to go, Teresa, it's time to stop believing. We're done. And he doesn't want to do
the
that.
Music
I think that
plays,
hurts him. Yeah.
Don't stop believing plays on the yeah. way out.
Yeah. Faith starts doing a dance, choreographed dance. What are your top two then? In order.
I
know you want to put Faith number one.
No, I don't because of the... She's not willing to move. I don't know enough about Gary's situation. So I'm going to go Leslie... Faith,
yeah,
we I'll all can agree Teresa's going home. We all know that.
That's the feeling
that
I get.
We know.
That's definitely the feeling I get.
Yeah. Unless he's doing the old thing you said.
The old
keep your
thing
third
we
person.
Said.
Keep your third person.
Make it easy.
That you know you're not picking. You make the next week even easier.
Golden mailbag 773-234-7794. We wanted percentages. We got a lot of good percentages.
What do we
not
ask
really,
percentage?
They're all about the same.
Who's winning? What did we ask?
Pie chart them. Give
oh,
us a percentage
yeah.
of people who give everyone odds of winning percentage.
I like how we don't even know who's
I know.
Staying. So the pie charts are
it's
hold a lot of weight.
Very yeah. rarely are our mailbag responses relevant when we read them.
Unless, but if they have Leslie third,
yeah,
then they're automatic losers.
No. If you give Leslie 20% game. Chance to win, that's still
okay.
reasonable. Yeah,
you're right. That's true.
514 area code says, my bet would be Leslie 40%, Faith 40%, and Teresa 20%. If you twist my arm and make me choose, I wouldn't bet any money on this, but I would guess Leslie. Thank you, 514. 816 says, I don't trust Leslie. I don't think she's there for the wrong reasons, but there is just something about her I don't trust. Very vague untrustworthiness coming from Leslie. 860 still gives Leslie 20% chance. Teresa, 39. Faith, 41. Pickleball side note, I played pickleball in high school gym class. We all assumed that our gym teachers made up the sport, and I had never been more confused than when it started blowing up. For context, I went to high school in Connecticut in 1999 to 2003. I could probably smoke Ellen. Thank you, 860. Ellen catches strays, even not here anymore. Just
you're
Ellen will go down as one
years
of
younger
bad
than her.
I hope so.
It's serious.
Aaron from Brooklyn, who's going to win?
I'd beat the piss out of Ellen in pickleball, just to be clear. I'd send her home crying, her and Gary. Two on one, I'd beat Gary and Ellen.
Absolutely. I agree. Absolutely cemented on the roller coaster when Gary told Leslie he was feeling, quote, protective of her. He wakes up thinking about her. The same way Charity's smile was 100 times more genuine whenever she was with Dotton, Gary glows around Leslie. His biggest strength.
Charity Dotton talk. Wonder what's going on with. Let me do a quick
She's
search.
On
go ahead.
Dancing with the Stars. And he's there.
Is he there?
Every episode. Yeah.
He's watching. Oh, yeah. Good for them.
Yeah.
I yeah. love to hear that.
His biggest strength is his Achilles heel. This man just can't fake his emotions. Pack it in, boys. It's over. Aaron from Brooklyn is saying it's over. Leslie is the winner because he's protective of her. 240 area code. Leslie, 45% because of the whisper, you're my girl. Well, if he said that to Leslie, then I was wrong about mentioning that earlier. I don't how we are getting more confused.
There is no way to tell which one is which. There's
well,
no
especially
way.
If
I don't know
kissing,
which we said that to.
We see the back of their heads. I mean, come on. The back of their heads are identical. Might as well be standards for each other.
I have no clue.
Faith, 35%. Teresa, 25%. Thank you, 240. 678, I think Gary doesn't want to bury another wife. So that's why he has to get rid of Ellen and Teresa and pick a 60-year-old hottie. Morbid, but there it is. I think that's something
concept.
Worth discussing is the fact that
yeah.
that reduces the odds of that occurring if you pick someone 10 years younger than you.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that. I had not thought about that.
That might play a role on the other side, too. Amy from Delaware, I think Leslie will win. The way Gary looks at Leslie is different than the way he looks at the others. I think you're right about him not knowing that Mike would pick up his whisper, and I really think him saying, you're my girl, was his reassurance to her that he would choose her in the end. Thank you, Amy. 415, here's my take on Faith, written before Hometowns. Since Gary and his wife were high school sweethearts, he never really got a chance to date around as a young man. I think Faith was the kind of girl he always fantasized about, a real tough motorcycle-riding, guitar-strumming wild girl. All of their conversations have been Gary talking about what he was like in his youth, because I think she makes him feel like he might have a chance at finally being young and wild and free. However, I don't think she will win because at the end of the day, Gary is old and tired, and I think he'll yeah. realize that it's too much for him at this age. Thank you, 415. Interesting perspective.
This is one of the most interesting mailbags we've ever had.
I think so, yeah.
A lot of different perspectives that I haven't thought about.
And it shows, I mean, most people are putting Leslie third, but it shows that it's not, no, you know, it's still up in the air. And Gary saying things that more or less confirm that he's going to pick someone to multiple people really throws a wrench to the process. 646 area code says, I think the winner has got to be Leslie, mainly because of the you're my girl whisper. I simply cannot exist in a world where Gary says that to someone he doesn't end up picking. He's simply too sincere. 646 also says, I really think Ellen was getting the Golden Bachelorette edit. Also wanted to shout out her as a Jewish person for teaching the other women how to do the Hora, a traditional celebratory Jewish dance, in the pool at the beginning of the episode. It was great to see some Jewish representation on what is normally a very Christian show, and I think it would be interesting to see that in a lead, though I'm not sure I trust the show not to lean a little too hard into Jewish stereotypes. Either way, Ellen for Golden Bachelorette. Thank you, 646. I think Jason Mesnick was Jewish. I don't recall if there are any stereotype edits, but...
We didn't watch that.
I did. Remember that time you came up with the idea for... not the Golden, the...
Oh, the Golden... Yeah, but they didn't... They're not going to show any cringy things that they did on the goat, you know?
No, but I watched the whole season.
They have time to, you watched the whole. You watched the seasons.
I watched the seasons. I watched all of Jason Mesnick's seasons.
That's right.
Yeah, and he had a sick James Bond lair bachelor pad that was awesome in the hills. It was very secluded. Andy says, it was very sweet to hear you comment on how the group hug moment at the end of the last episode was so sweet, but I'd be remiss if I didn't point out an important detail. When they go in for the hug, Susan says, "Stay out of my boobs." And then someone, I think Ellen, makes a motorboat sound and they all laugh and she says, "Sorry, I couldn't resist." Laughing emojis, just when you think you can't love these ladies anymore.
I love the ladies. I love these ladies.
Also, as a 732 Central Jersey area code, I'm so excited for a Monmouth County hometown with Teresa. Shrewsbury represent. Thank you, Andy. Amy, last one. Amy says, I just want to say that I love Susan. Would absolutely love her, love to see her as a Golden Bachelorette. We need a petition, laughing emoji. She was truly so selfless and wonderful this season. The way she handled Faith talking about the yacht, showing such mild disappointment, but also trying to be happy for her when she had just said that was her dream date, and the way she handled the goodbye to Gary, she always tries to put on a brave face when you know she has to be hurting inside. She is always putting others first, but she deserves to be chosen and romanced. I want that for her so much, she would kill it on a golden paradise. You know, Golden Paradise, I think Golden Paradise is going to happen.
Golden Paradise is something I'm wanting more and more as the season goes on.
Go to a retirement, you know, a resort in the States with pickleball. It's easy.
Mm-hmm. I would sign up for next year's Golden Paradise for certain. Golden Bachelorette. Because we'll need a Golden Bachelorette first.
Yep. And then basically so have them all. Yeah. All 40 people.
Just all 40 there.
Anybody who can make it.
I bet there would be a lot of connections there, Rim.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I really do. I really think there'd be some love found on that beach.
To see so and so come up at the, you know, and to open the door, see Jesse, and then someone go, "I'm here for her. I got my eye on, you know, Edith."
Absolutely.
I'm here for Edith. Next week's question.
I want to know who they want for Golden Bachelorette. That's what I want.
Yeah, sure. Who do you want for Golden Bachelorette? I still think, I like that question. It's fun to talk about the contestants. I still think they should do new people every time to eliminate this. I don't want this show to be
too much like the other one.
Infected with people who have that motive. I don't want that to be a possibility.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But that's probably what they're going to do. So 773-234-7794. Okay. We'll do a recap next week. It'll probably be short. We're going to have to do an emergency. Can't believe he picked Faith Pod or can't believe he picked Teresa.
Teresa. It'll be an emergency.
Yeah.
We'll need to get that out immediately.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. Talk to you later.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.